Jim in Washington's on the line with a question about hot water and it not getting there fast enough. What is going on?
The house is a little less than 30 years old, and it's not really that things have changed that much, but trying to get hot water to the kitchen sink and to the upstairs master bath takes quite a bit of time. So I'm looking at putting in a recirculating pump out near the hot water heater with a crossover sensor valve for the furthest run from the hot water heater, which is upstairs.
Okay.
The kitchen, I don't know if it needs a separate sensor or not. And I don't know, but I imagine it's on a different leg, if you will, of the run from the hot water heater. It just, I don't know, because we weren't here when the house was built.
It's possible, depending on how the piping is arranged. What kind of a pump are you thinking about putting on? There's one made by Watts.
Yep, it's a Watts 500, 800, I think, is the number that seemed to get the best reviews. So I guess basically I'm concerned whether is that a good pump. Evidently, it must be okay.
It is. Those guys really know what they're doing, and they were out early with this product. And what I like about the Watts system is this: there's a timer on it or a thermostat on it, so you can basically control when it runs. So what you do is you set it up so that, you know, if you get up the same time every day and pop in the shower at, I don't know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you have this kick on, you know, a half hour ahead of time, so it purges all the cold water out of the pipes. And is then hot when you, basically before you need it. So when you step in the shower, it's on. So that means that you don't have to run that loop of hot water all the time, which if you think about it, would drive up your heating costs because you're heating more water than you would have to. So you set it up according to your own personal schedule. Now, there's another way you can go, and this is something you might think about doing if your water heater is, you know, maybe at or beyond a normal life cycle. Rheem just came out with a new water heater that's called the Performance High Efficiency Tankless Gas Water Heater with built-in recirculation. They actually added the recirculation element to the water heater itself. So much like the way that Watt system works, where there's a crossover valve at the farthest fixture away, you would do this with the Rheem unit. And then the water heater is sort of taking over here, and it's a really smart one and has the smart technology built into it. So it actually sort of starts to manage or measure your patterns of water usage. And when it kind of gets used to where you want the water to be hot, it supplies it before you need it. So I think that's kind of a cool technology, sort of the next level of that. And they're not terribly expensive the fact that it's tankless, so you never run out of hot water. They're at Home Depot for around $1,300 or $1,400 right now. So I think for a good water heater, that's not a lot of money to pay, especially if it has this built-in technology. So those are two options for you that could both work
well. Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate that information.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.